You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel. Spelling bees used to be about nervous kids in their Sunday best, dusting off words that are no longer part of common speech. You can experience a very different kind of bee. As WMUK's Chris Killian reports, this one isn't for kids, and it's all about the fun.
At this bee, judges aim rapid-fire words at quick-thinking adults rooted on by cheerleaders. Some are dressed in hunting camouflage, others blow into kazoos, and a few sing the Sesame Street theme song while dancing with Cookie Monster and Elmo dolls. That was the scene at the Kalamazoo Public Library's Great Grown-Up Spelling Bee last year. Now in its 14th year, the Spelling Bee has become a sometimes raucous, always eccentric event many look forward to for months, says Farrell Howe. Howe is the marketing and communications manager at the library and was a participant in last year's Bee.
It's definitely one of the most popular events that we have here at KPL. People look forward to it every year. It's not something we really have to go out of our way to publicize. People love it. They look forward to it. They months out, they start calling and saying, when is the Bee this year?
This year, there are 14 teams comprised of 8 participants each, 2 spellers and 6 cheerleaders. Spellers compete for 1st, 2nd, and 3rd place, while cheerleaders and teams battle for other recognitions, such as Most Creative Cheer, Best Costumes, and the much sought after People's Choice Award, voted on by the audience. A team of women from Friendship Village Senior Living Community won that award last year. The audience was taken by their pitch perfect performance of a song about the importance of reading, complete with kazoos.
Scruple.
S-C-R-U-P-L-E.
Chevret.
There are 2 1-minute rounds of spelling. A team of spellers try to spell as many words correctly as possible in a set. There is no mulling over words, though. A judge speaks the words fast and furious, so it's better to at least try to spell them than waste time. That can lead to some funny frustrations, Howe says.
It's funny. It's funny to watch people get up there and try to spell, and people will just, you know, they'll make a joke out of it. They can't spell any word. They'll just be like, N-O. Pass. You can get so many different ranges of questions. It's very random. We don't start with a small cat and then go on to supercalifragilistic. You know, it varies. It's like you may get, you know, your partner may get cat, and then you get, you know, some terrible word you've never heard of.
There's more to the bee than silly costumes and flabbergasted spellers fumbling over words, however. Mickey Henry is a youth outreach coordinator at the library and an organizer for this year's bee. She says the bee isn't just about fun and flair. It also benefits a good cause, funding a program called Ready to Read.
The Spelling Bee raises money for books that we give out to kids in the community through partners like pediatricians' offices and WIC. There's a maternal infant health program that we've started partnering with. So just basically organizations that work in the community with children between the ages of 0 to 5.
The Bee raised $20,000 for the program in 2013. Organizers say they're aiming for the same amount this year and have nearly reached their goal. Organizers of the Bee tried to make the focus of the entire event on the importance of literacy and reading. Even amid the free-for-all fun frenzy that ensues between spelling rounds, the lyrics of the songs, costumes, and props all go back to the theme of reading and using words to expand one's mind. It's a message for all, regardless of age, Howe says.
And you know what's important? Always keep learning, and it's an environment like that that reminds you you're not done.
D-I-S-P-U-T-E.
Centrist.
There's no more space for the competition. But if you'd like to attend the event, tickets are $35 and are available through our website. For WMUK, I'm Chris Killian.